I am Ed Bechervaise. I am a creative director, artist, and in the last 24 hours I have tried to get a good bit of sleep, done a bit of boxing in a boxing gym, and done a bit of creative work at some point. So it's been post-holiday sort of easing back into things, really.
Definitely. Yeah. And how do you find with how does the workout coexist with the creative process? Because you've told me you've boxed before, and how did you find that they marry up, and does that do for you? How does that?
I think as creative people, we need something to offset, like, our creativity, a pretty constant sort of process. So I think, like, whether you do meditation or yoga or high intensity physical activity, I think, you know, something that takes you out of that zone and puts you into a completely different space is a pretty essential, key to staying level. Like, because I think, like, creative thinking can kind of get a bit all-consuming, and when you think about something too much, you can kind of go into the trapdoors. So I think, you have to constantly do a bit of back and forth.
Okay.
So boxing helps me do back and forth.
And do you find that with putting yourself in a position where you're not comfortable, help or, bring new ideas into your creative process or into creativity in general? Like they say, if you're comfortable in life, you won't create anything really. And if you're uncomfortable, then you'll create something.
Yeah, look, I think this is absolutely an unfortunate kind of idea that governs a lot of great creativity. I say unfortunate because I think, like, it can come, with great opportunity and some cost as well. So I think that sort of concept you're talking about, it's a bit like circuit breaking. You have to circuit break yourself and your own mind and what you've already learned and what you understand to be, exact, to keep opening up new avenues and looking to the unknown, right? Mm-hmm. Which is part of what makes for great creative work. It's what we don't quite know yet, but we have a bit of a vision of it because we've gone and we've experienced something. Let's just open our mind up to, a new bit. So, yeah, I think, creative people have to keep feeding their inspiration, but feeding their unknown. It's kind of what keeps you at a bit of a thought leadership sort of level, essentially, yeah.
And at the moment, would you say that you are in a space of where creatively, like, what is it that you're trying to say through your journey from the beginning to now, obviously being there, seeing where your journey has led, or what is it that you are trying to say?
I think at the moment, I am trying to continue to do what I think makes for great creative work.
Yes.
Which is actually to figure out what I should be saying about other things.
Okay.
I think you can use yourself to figure out what to say about other things.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that becomes a little bit more about, you know, your way to enable something bigger than yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, the other things are like what the opportunity has in it, or what inspiration people have in them. Right. Yes. So it's like I think when you're younger, it's all about you.
Yes.
And I think as you start to sort of
evolve,
and get some life experience under your belt, you realise that it's actually about everything else,
mm-hmm.
and you can help to connect everything else.
Document all that.
So yeah. So I think even you know, artists play that role,
mm-hmm.
where yeah, they're going, they're observing what's happening, you know, in their context, and then they're making something of that and saying something of that,
mm.
and sure, they're interpreting it, but yeah, I think it's, you know, it's the time we're living in, it's finding the best in that, I think.
Okay.
Mm.
Were you any good at art when you were a kid?
Yeah, I mean, like, I've always just prolifically sort of made stuff. Like, whether that was any good.
What did your teachers think?
Well, you know, I think there's a lot of... like, again, I think, you know, as someone that's sort of creative, life's going in you and it has to regurgitate itself and put itself back out. And, you know, whether it's any good or whether it's just about telling stories or sort of letting that happen, you know, I think some things make more sense than others. Some things work well and, you know, are received well and, you know, have a bit of a universal appeal, and then other things are a bit more, you know, in that interpretation space, coming from your own sort of self,
mm-hmm.
and maybe don't connect quite as well.
Well, yeah.
So I think, you know, constantly, yeah, kind of putting ideas out there. Yeah, you're never going to know what's great and what's not until, you know, it's had a bit of air time. So even just sort of scribbling away, some stuff is just, you know, complete nonsense.
And would you say that there is a, with that nonsense that you do, is there anything that, other than painting, that you do that feeds into your main creativeness?
Yeah.
Your main medium, sorry? Because your main medium is...
Well, like, you know, I'm a painter, I do drawings, and then I kind of create other things as, like, the moments arise,
mm.
some of them maybe have a glimpse and then never happen again.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't shut myself off to most things.
Okay.
I think as a creative director, or being like within the creative industry and being an art director, I think I think you're always sort of tinkering with something, you know, in some way,
mm.
trying to figure out what it could lead to.
Because
mm-hmm. I think the thing is, you know, once you've done something, it is in your toolkit, but it doesn't keep you going. Mm. It doesn't get your motor running.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it helps pay the bills and that sort of thing, but you have to, you know, keep like moving to that unknown bit, which I touched on earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's, you know, if you don't have that unknown bit, it makes it really a really challenging job of any sort.
Yeah.
So to answer your question, yeah, I'm mixed media, I guess. You know, like I do exist. Like in that, I create concepts and I do a lot of writing and I figure out concepts, and some of those concepts, you know, turn into garble, and then other ones feel like they've got something more to them, and then I utilize that and try to, yeah, bring that to life in some way. Mm. So it might be a model, a creative model of how to make something, or a strategy on how to help a brand or an agency or a you know, a bit of behaviour change, thinking, yeah, you know, constantly figuring out different things, really.
It's really moving, yeah. Do you ever find that you go back to ideas that you've written and utilise that because it can work in the present? Do you find that at all, or is it always in the present?
No, I mean, I think you can absolutely, you know, go back and have realisations that things that maybe you didn't quite...
Make sense, maybe?
Didn't quite work, or you dismissed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can kind of reuse that or rethink about how that can fit into a new context,
yep.
Essentially. Yeah, I mean, I think... there's a constant sort of reflection, I think, unless you're working all the time. But I think if you're working all the time, at some point you're going to have a break point where, you know, if you haven't done those sort of reflecting moments, it might be a bit harder to figure out what, you know, the next kind of move for your own piece of thinking is. So I think constantly tinkering and going backwards and reusing stuff that, you know, you've already figured out.
Yeah,
it makes for something sort of greater, ultimately.
Raspberries or strawberries?
I reckon probably strawberries.
Mongoose or Malvern Star?
Malvern Star.
Malvern Star. Pigs or no pigs?
No pigs for me. It's just that's kind of a bit of laziness, really.
Okay, so bike riding over skating?
Bike riding over skating.
Broken any bones?
Broken a few bones.
How?
BMX bike riding, stacking tyres up. Face planting, you know, a couple of moments along the way. It's just stupid
fun.
You know, it's stupid fun. And that's
part of growing up, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, like you gotta have fun, you know, in the mix, without question.
And does that part of growing up influence your art, or did it influence you right at the beginning of being, you know, wild and crazy? You know, I think everyone in their younger years is, you know, wants to be a revolutionary.
Yeah.
Does that have an influence? Do you think how's that progress from where you were in the beginning to where you are now?
I think when you're young, you sort of just like absolutely going for it, you know. You it's sort of like a cross between exhilaration and like living in the present. I think, you know, that can you know, break a couple of things along the way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as you get older, you figure out the purpose of things a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
So I think art plays a role, which, you know, has multi facets to it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it can be something that helps to make better sense of things and helps to connect things better and helps to create meaningful parallels. Where things need meaning and they lack it.
Yep.
I think it can be intrinsic to a lot of things.
Yep.
I don't think it's like something that just lives in a vacuum.
Yeah.
I think it's something that you can actually pull apart and use different pieces of in different things.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think as you figure more and more of that out, it demystifies what it's all for, because I think, you know, Yeah, like we all need level of revolution at certain points, but I also think you know, we have to have those kind of moments of calm, and yeah, we've got to find those bridges and, you know, it's cross balances.
Yes, yes.
So for me, yeah, I think, you know, it's really figuring out that mixing bowl and what the ingredients are that make it the best it can be.
Yeah. Can I get a bit of shush, please? Thanks, guys. Influences, and where are your influences from, and who obviously there's a major Picasso influence in your work. Does it vary, and who does it vary between, and where does it end up now?
I think you know, creative people need lots of different influences, and diversity is like something that makes for, you know, engaging ideas. So, like for me, there's definite influences that I've had along the way that are from life experiences. Mm-hmm. So I've met like urban contemporary artists and like post graffiti artists and people that, you know, kind of like you know, play a lot in that sort of hustle space, came from the real hustle art. You know, I've been into the street art space you know,
so that's where you start, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I mean, it is where I started, and I think what it really adds up to is, you know, diverse thinking creates interesting stuff.
Mm.
So yeah, for me, it's like, obviously there's visual influences, but then, you know, there's other creative people that are doing really interesting things that are maybe sort of political or altruistic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've met creatives that, you know, work in not-for-profit spaces and, you know, trying to help mental health and... yeah, it all feeds back in to kind of help to create, I think, stories that are, yeah, like I said, meaningful.
Mm-hmm.
And help to connect. Yeah.
So in a brief kind of five sentence explanation, what is your story?
I think for me, my story is that I'm trying to use creativity for good. I'm trying to help, like I'm trying to use it in a way that helps things to get to a place that, you know, they really want to go to. You know, so I sort of see it as a you know, creating a bridge, or like opening people up, or helping, you know, the next evolution of something to happen. And, you know, helping people to unlock their own sort of inspiration. So I think that's, you know, a big driving motivation for myself, is to do that. So whether it's through artwork and people seeing it and, you know, getting a sense of pleasure and a bit of joy and, you know, being inspired in a way, or you know, working with people and helping them to, you know, push what they're doing forward and elevate what they're doing, and you know, allow them to be better creatively and help them be, you know, yeah, you know, elevated, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what I've been doing, you know, kind of in the mix for a while.
Okay.
Yeah.
And who would you say started the influence on you? Where did that come from? Was it painting on walls with a bunch of mates, or?
Yeah, I think initially it was. I think I grew up like with art. With my grandma was like an art historian, so I grew up with like medieval art in, you know, around the place, I guess. And then like on my dad's side, we have a number of artists along the way, and for me, it was kind of like I couldn't help that I just did it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, sort of a bit like a hose, mm-hmm. you know, and figuring out where to point it. So, yeah, I mean, like, I feel like that's kind of how it's been the whole time, is like, the hose doesn't really turn off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you just have to figure out how to point it and what to help use it on to grow.
Yeah, yeah.
Because sometimes you don't know where to point it, and it just sort of sprays everywhere.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So yeah, I think, you know, I think it's good to have people around you that can help you sort of understand the way to use that, if you like. Yeah, I've just had different and diverse people around me along the way, pretty much. Yeah.
And would you say that the influences from your grandma can be seen in your work now, or is have the dots connected, and are they still there? Or?
Yeah, I think in a way, there's, you know. I think there's definite sort of different dots that feel obvious to me, and especially if I do a show and I do a bit of a write-up, different things make more sense.
Okay.
Like my great uncle on my dad's side was an explorer, and I think you know, you've got to have a bit of you've got to have quite a bit of curiosity to go, you know, looking into what things are all about.
The unknown.
Yeah, it's definitely the unknown. So I think those influences become more obvious when you've, you know, pushed something quite hard, and then you reflect on it and you write about it or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it makes more sense. So, but I can't say exactly where it came from.
Okay.
Yeah, because like both my parents were architects, so they're both, but in a way they're both kind of artistic, but you know, quite sort of logical as well. Yeah.
Which I think there's an influence in their work and your work.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Obviously, geometry.
Yeah, it's right. True.
Yeah, and with because I remember coming to your last show, or one of your last shows, and you had the influence of travel. How does that impact, you know, your thought and what you see? Obviously, you love to travel.
I think travel is sort of like almost what it's all about. Like I lived in Amsterdam in 2012, 2013, and I traveled through Europe just before that. And I think when you go and you see what, you know, people around the world have been doing creatively for a long time, a lot more starts to make sense.
Okay.
And I think, you know, traveling and seeing different cultures sort of interpretation of what, you know, makes for creativity or makes things happen helps you to, you know, have realizations that, you know, we've all been doing this for a long time. And you know, like you touched on the revolutionary at the start of the conversation. Well, yeah, you know, I think there's always been like the need for, you know, revolutionary thinking, But again, I go back to this idea of like, it's got to have purpose, right? So it can't just, you know, be for the sake of...
of burning down.
Of change, right? But I think this takes us all time to figure out. And I think, you know, if you're an art student at art school, it's you want to be noticed. Or if you're a young creative, you want to be noticed. And I think that's kind of missing the point. Like, I think the point is that making things is what matters, but making things that helps everything else is what matters the most. And I think, you know, that's what you figure out when you go traveling, is, you know, that kind of perspective is what makes for great cultural influence, stuff that is positive and, you know, really helps culture positively. Yeah.
Has the world always been a catalyst?
Well, I think, you know, of course, like, going back to what I was sort of touching on before, like, of course it has, because, you know, it's always trying to figure out where it's going, you know? But I think the other thing is that, like, it's all also always had these other attributes which counter that chaos, which is when these things connect up and you have these moments of, you know, realization that we're all very similar, and we're all trying to figure out the next bit. And, you know, we might have differences, but actually those are the things that, you know, come from they come from fear, but, like, you know, it's kind of not knowing. But, you know, the thing is that, like, again, if you're curious and you don't know, you're far more likely to get to that space that feels like we're all connecting. Whereas if you're not curious, you can, you know, create these sort of islands.
Yes.
Which, you know, makes for, you know, that uncertainty being a problem rather than, you know, unlocking curiosity, which is part of the solution.
What was your name again?
It's Ed Bechervais. It's a hard to pronounce last name. Yeah, it's like from a little island off the coast in near France, essentially.
You're right.
And it's called Rue Bechervais, is its origin. So, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's different. There's not many Bechervaises in Australia. There's a few. It's a handful.
A handful of white pages.
Yeah, it's about 10.
You're right.
10 or 15. Or maybe 15's pushing it. Yeah.
Awesome.
Cool.
Thank you.
Thanks, Phil. Yeah.